Jerry Bader Show 916. All right, we're good to go here, I believe. Just before the break, I played 911 audio, and a friend points out that we are dealing with a 911 issue, and we had a problem, and we took a break at exactly 9:11. Life is funny that way. The topic really isn't, though. So my wife purse-dialed 911, and they had her stay on the line, got her information. We went off to church. We figured we'd let them know all was well. And while we were gone, an officer knocked at our door to make sure she was okay. I was unaware of all of the specifics of this policy. I'm guessing you are too. And by the way, apparently a number of agencies do this, not just in the Green Bay area. So now we'll try again from the Public Safety Communications Department of Brown County, Renee Ruiz. Renee, good morning.
Good morning.
And thanks for joining us. I know you're kind of pinch hitting, so I do appreciate that. When I spoke with Cullen Peltier, and I was actually over in the Brown County Comm Center the other day picking up this audio, it was described these accidental or inadvertent 911 calls and hangups are epidemic. This apparently is a big problem, huh?
It does happen very frequently, yes.
How much is very frequently?
I would say on an average day, we probably get around 40 to 60 a day,
now that's
depending
all,
on the day.
And that's all of Brown County and all the communities it handles, right? Green Bay.
That's correct.
All right. So I want to put that in context, but that is a lot. So how are these generally handled?
They're all handled in the same manner. We do attempt to make a call back. We talk to the person, and then we do send officers out to check if we have an idea of where that person might be, just to verify that they're not under duress, that they were able to speak freely to us. It's one thing to hear it over the phone, but the officers can go out and see it, and, you know, there's a whole difference in being able to look at somebody's face and their facial expressions and how they're carrying themselves versus just what they would say on the phone.
As this becomes a big problem, as more and more and more people are cell phone or cell phone only, again, I'm not judging or criticizing, and I realize yours isn't the only department that has this policy. Does it become a strain on resources, though, to have officers responding to what likely is nothing?
It does tie up resources for us. However, we always err on the side of caution. So if there's any chance that there would be an emergency, we're always going to treat the call that way, because I would rather go to 100 calls that are not an emergency instead of missing the one person who really needed us.
And I think, and that's the problem, and as I'm sure you're aware, there was the high-profile case in Dane County a while back where some, as I recall, I think the call actually got lost. I don't remember all the dynamics of that, but that put that on there. But I think, you know, what I asked, and I'm sure you don't have the answer to this, and I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but I asked Cullen this, and I asked someone else in your center while I was there. Do you have any idea, is this a law enforcement-wide thing? I mean, I have a hard time imagining the NYPD has the resources to do this, or even the Milwaukee PD. Is this something that smaller departments tend to do?
I'm not familiar with everybody's policies. I would think the same thing, that maybe there are agencies that cannot do this. But since we are able to at this point, we do choose to, like I said, err on the side of caution.
And that was my question. At this point, you are still, you have enough resources where it hasn't compromised. All right, Renee, thanks a lot for joining us. I do appreciate it.
Oh, sure thing.
All right. Renee Ruiz from the Brown County Public Safety Communications. Now, I haven't had a chance to dial around the state and see what other agencies do. Response times in general have been a big contention in Milwaukee, a big point of contention. Response times in major metropolitan areas are controversial everywhere because you have so many calls. I find it hard to believe that the Chicago PD would do this. I have a hard time believing NYPD would do this, and I wonder if even Milwaukee PD does this. I'm not being critical, and I wasn't put off that this happened to my wife and me. We were surprised. We were surprised to learn when we got back from church that, as my neighbor Julia, the cops are looking for you. Now, Mallory, I'm actually going to have you play that one more time. Because here's the thing that they don't do. They don't make a judgment call. Go ahead and play that. Okay, now, the reason they had her give all that information is because they were going to send an officer to follow up. If she hadn't, if she would have just said, nope, goodbye, they would have done a callback and so on. As you heard Renee Ruiz say, well, we have the resources to do that now. This is one of those where I don't know. Do you think this is practical? I'm not saying it. Now, she said, I would rather send officers out on 100 of these calls where it ends like this one did rather than miss one. I don't know how I disagree with that. On the other hand, my wife at no time ever said there was a problem. From the beginning, she said, I screwed up. It wasn't, oh, no, never mind. I thought there was a problem, but it wasn't. The easiest thing for someone under duress would be to say, I just bought dial. Don't worry about it. You know what would happen liability-wise if a law enforcement agency. So, okay, that's fine. On the other hand, they do it because they believe they have the resources to. And I'm assuming that other medium-sized cities all around Wisconsin and counties do the same thing. And I posed this question when I was there the other day. But what if it takes resources away from a legitimate call? While there was no way of knowing this one wasn't a legitimate call. There's got to be a tipping point for any agency at some point. And I'm told during Packers games, Brown County gets a bazillion calls because people sitting in the bowl at Lambeau Field butt dial 911 like crazy. I'm not judging them, but I don't know if this is practical for law enforcement agencies to send an officer to every butt dial, but I understand why they do it. I don't know what the right answer is. Do you? 406-1360. 888-455-1360. I will tell you what my initial reaction to this was when it happened to us, was that this is an overreaction and this is being overly cautious. But you know what's going to happen if they miss just one. On the other hand, at some point, and she said, you heard the problem that it is, at some point, it's going to be too much of a burden on resources. And again, I haven't been able to check. But if you know anything about how controversial response times are in larger municipalities, even Milwaukee, I find it really hard to believe that every time someone butt dials in Milwaukee County that they send an officer. I think it's already become to the point where they can't possibly have the resources in a major metropolitan area. And this is going to become a bigger and bigger problem as even more and more and more and more and more and more people are transitioning. I think part of the answer might be you know, okay, my wife's going to have to be a lot more careful with her phone. And other people are going to have to be a lot more careful with their phones. But until you come up with a better technology to lock out 911 and then still be able, you know, to securely lock it out, but still make sure that you can access it when you need it. I am very conflicted on this. Based on what happened in Dane County a few years back, I understand the liability involved if you're to miss just one. But is what she said practical, that she would rather have officers respond, you know, to 100 of these that are nothing and not miss one? Is that a practical use of resources? I'm not saying it isn't. I'm saying I really don't know. And I was completely unaware of this until it happened to us. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. I don't know what the right answer is, and I'm not slamming law enforcement here. I'm just telling you, I don't know. Joe on the road. Joe, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. Well, I've got some firsthand experience with a similar thing. When we first moved to Wisconsin, my then one-and-a-half-year-old dialed 911 twice in the same day when playing with the phone before my wife knew it. Both occasions, this is the Bellevue Township, they sent a police officer out to the location. And on the second time, he actually insisted on coming in to walk through the house just to be sure there wasn't a problem, because she met him at the door and, of course, said, oh, it's just my son, you know, it was an accident. I go to the side of better safe than sorry. And as he explained at the time, and I don't know if this is Eshwabanon, they did it particularly with women in these situations.
Now, I asked you about that. I asked if it made any, if the policy was any way hinged on gender, and they told me no, that they would treat it the same way. Thanks a lot for the call. They would treat it exactly the same way if the caller is a man, because I was curious about that for obvious reasons, versus the caller was a woman. And they said, nope, that would not make a difference at all. I understand the part about erring to the side of caution. But I think it's a luxury that they believe they can afford right now. Whereas I said, I can't imagine a major metro area dealing with all of these butt dials, purse dials, pocket dials, whatever you want to call them. And I think there has to be a tipping point at some point where you have to make a judgment call, or the technology is going to have to get better. But I had no idea it worked this way. If you have any thoughts on this, we can take calls after the news. Otherwise, we're on to other things. 406-1360, 888-455-1360, it's 929.